Now, let's dive into today's last question of this series of episodes, which is formal education necessary, or can I succeed as a self-taught lettering artist? Welcome to Open Studio Podcast, a space for lettering artists, illustrators, and creatives who are determined to thrive in their passion. I'm Martina Flora, and I've been through the ups and downs of building a successful creative business. From struggling to make ends meet to achieving my dream of becoming an award-winning lettering designer, I've learned valuable lessons along the way. Now, I'm here to share those lessons, strategies, and tips so that your journey can be smoother. Whether you're looking to turn your passion into a career or want insights to boost your creative business, this podcast is your guide. Join me on the Open Studio Podcast and let's make your creative dreams a reality. Hello and welcome back to Open Studio. I'm your host, Martina Flor, and today is the last episode of this series of episodes in which we are answering the most frequently asked questions around how to build a career as a lettering artist or illustrator. And I want to thank you for sticking around for these 10 short and snappy episodes that unveil the secrets of building a career as a lettering artist or illustrator. Now, I want to remind you that if you missed the previous 9 episodes and you want to have the answers to your questions in one place, you can do it. You can download the guide that I have compiled for you, where I answer all of the 10 questions that I have answered throughout the previous episodes and this one on martinaflor.com/guide. It is totally for free. You can download it and you can have all of your answers in one place. I have also included some stories of my personal story as a lettering artist, which I think you will find insightful and sometimes fun. So I will encourage you to download it on martinaflor.com/guide. Now let's dive into today's last question of this series of episodes, which is formal education necessary? Or can I succeed as a self-taught lettering artist? And I love this question because I personally struggled a lot with this. I have studied so much in my life and I don't regret any single minute of it. I think that learning is one of the most expanding activities that you can do, and I continue to do that nowadays. But I personally thought that the only way I could learn something was through engaging in formal education. And this is what led me to have a degree in graphic design, a postgrad in communication design, and I have 2 masters in art, which is crazy. I have invested so much time into expanding my skills, which, as I said, I would never regret. I love those experiences. They changed my life. But nowadays, I learn in a different way. And I wish I would have discovered that earlier in my path, because first, I would have saved hundreds of thousands of dollars in the amount of money that I invested in my education. But also, it would have expanded my opportunities and my possibilities, because as I thought that the only education that I could have was formal education in a university context, you know, the amount of opportunities available are limited, especially for lettering artists, because when I started, there was no formal education in lettering. In fact, nowadays, there's no formal program in a university context in lettering, and I am proud to offer the #1 program in lettering in the world called the Lettering Seminar, which I have built specifically because there was a lack of, you know, formal education for lettering artists, and I wish I would have had that as I started my path. So back in the days, I engaged in a course, in a type design course that I thought was the closest thing to what I wanted to do, but it was not the thing that I wanted to do. And I wish that, I mean, I'm so grateful with that course and everything and how it changed the trajectory of my career, but I wish I would have found something that was specific to what I wanted to learn. And nowadays I'm much more open in terms of in the myriad of ways in which you can learn something, which is not only in a university context. So many successful lettering artists are self-taught. However, when you are self-taught, you have to do a lot of heavy lifting yourself. And I can tell you this because I spend a lot of time trying to self-taught myself lettering, and it is hard. It is hard to understand what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong, what are the foundations, what are the basics, what technique to use. And if you are self-taught, you will have to do all the heavy lifting yourself. And having an education, having a course that you can follow can really provide you a strong foundation and help you get started faster and accelerate your progress. And I experienced that firsthand when I enrolled in that course that I did in type design. I mean, my work started skyrocketing because I could put the pieces of the puzzle together. I could understand what I was doing. I had feedback. I had all the elements that you need in order to learn something, which I'm going to speak about next. But in my experience as a lettering artist, and by having helped many lettering artists get started on their path, I have seen that there are three important elements to success. Hey, real quick, you know that I don't run any ads on this podcast and I don't sell anything. The only ask I could ever have is that you help me spread the word. Let's empower more lettering artists, illustrators, and creatives to make a living with their skills, create beautiful work, and build a thriving business doing what they love. The key to making this happen is if you could take just a moment to rate, review, and share this podcast. It's as simple as a 10-second review or one tap of the thumb. Your support will mean the world to me, and more importantly, it could change the world for someone else. Now, back to the show. These elements were present in my own success as a lettering artist and in learning lettering, but also I see that happening inside my academy. I see that happening over and over again. And it strikes me how much all of three elements are necessary. That when one is missing, you can totally tell, okay, this was missing. And as a student or someone who wants to learn the craft has access to the three elements, things start clicking. The other day, one of our members, we inside my academy, we have a membership of members that we support throughout their journey and throughout the, you know, the journey of mastering the craft, creating a portfolio, getting their first assignments. And one of the members told me in one of the studio hours where we all get together and talk and exchange and ask questions, she told me, you know, Martina, things are starting to click. Suddenly with the, you know, with the course, the content, the support, the feedback, the community, the, you know, your podcast, suddenly the concepts start to click. And I thought, like, thank you. Thank you so much, because all of these elements that I'm going to speak about next, I really believe in these elements. And I think they can be transformative in terms of helping you achieve success in learning a craft and achieving your goals. So let's start by the first one, which has to do, of course, with learning lettering. You have to first create a strong foundation. And you need to learn the tools, the right tools. So foundations, the fundamentals are something that you cannot skip. So you need to master the fundamentals or to understand the fundamentals in order to start doing the work. Because having the fundamentals and then having the right tools to work with can really accelerate your progress and skyrocket your results. So engaging in some sort of formal education of some kind that doesn't need to be in a university context will give you that, will give you solid foundations and solid tools. The other thing that formal education in lettering will give you is to give you guidance and support, which is really essential to identify the flaws and to also show you where there's room for improvement. And if you ever see a program that doesn't have that element, it is like having someone looking over your shoulder and letting you know
how you can progress faster. So whatever program or formal education you engage with should have those two elements, providing you with the foundations and giving you support and guidance. Support and guidance is essential. It's very hard to see things when you are in the game. You always need that external look onto your work that can indicate the way forward. And the third element is community. You need to surround yourself with like-minded people, which is really important for your success. And in previous episodes, I spoke about the importance of surrounding yourself with like-minded people, because having someone who has gone through the same struggles or is going through the same struggles, and having people around you who are pursuing a similar purpose, can help you not only stay motivated, but also to stay on track. Because throughout this path, you will go off track. That's normal, because life happens. I don't know, kids get sick, you broke your leg, something happened at work, and you will go off track. But if you have people that you really care about, that really care about you, and that are pursuing a similar purpose to that one you are pursuing, then they will call you back and they will say like, hey, come, remember that we are here, and remember that we had this project in common, or that you had this goal, come back, stay on track, right? So remember, any formal education, I totally recommend it. I think that you can succeed as a self-taught lettering artist. However, it is a slow process, and learning the fundamentals, having someone supporting you and giving you guidance throughout the way, and having a community that you can rely on, will definitely accelerate your path to growth as a lettering artist. And I have witnessed firsthand how all of these three elements have had a significant impact on my success as a lettering designer. And to be honest, they have impacted the way in which I teach my students today. So all of my students, they have access to all these three elements, because I so much believe in them. And I know that when one of them is missing, you can totally notice. And I see that happening every day in my own academy and community of lettering artists. Without strong foundations, every step becomes a moment of second guessing. If you don't know what you're doing and why you're doing it, every single step becomes a moment of like, am I doing it right? Is this the correct way? Is this the way I should draw an N? Or is this a way I should draw a T? So without strong foundations, second guessing is the rule. If you lack guidance, it means that you're missing that supportive look over your shoulder that is gonna help you navigate roadblocks, and it's also gonna celebrate your wins, because you not only need someone telling you like, hey, you know, you can improve that, or that doesn't look entirely good, but you also need someone helping you celebrate your wins and telling you, hey, that looks amazing. Or I really like that stroke ending that you did there, or that composition. Because we also, the same way that we fail to see our mistakes, we also fail to see our wins. And having someone supporting you along the way gives you that perspective. And lastly, without a community, it can be really challenging to stay motivated and on track to achieve your goals. So having all three of them is like rocket fuel, and it really propels you forward. So if you are interested in learning a craft, whatever that is, if it's lettering, if it's a illustration, if it's any graphic art, consider these three elements. Consider foundations, consider finding support and guidance, and consider finding a community that gets you, that supports you and understands you, and always will remind you of your goals and will keep you on track. So thank you so much for joining me in this series of episodes where I answer 10 of the most frequently asked questions that aspiring lettering artists and illustrators ask when wondering, hey, where do I start? How do I learn the craft?
How do I market yourself? Can I make a living with this? I hope that this series of episodes have given you clarity around all of these questions. I want to remind you that you can have all of these questions compiled in one place. I have put together a guide that you can download on martinaflor.com/guide. And in this guide, you will find all of the questions that we have covered throughout the 10 episodes in one place. And I've also included some stories of my own path as a lettering artist, which I hope will be inspiring and fun. So thank you so much for joining today's episode, and see you on the next episode of Open Studio. Bye bye. So this is it. I hope you loved this episode. You can find me, the host of the show, on social networks at Martina Flor on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have a question or comments, go to martinaflor.com/podcast, where you can see previous episodes, find show notes, and send voice memos with your comments and questions. You can also watch these episodes on YouTube. Just go to martinaflor.com/YouTube to find them. You can, of course, listen to all our episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you loved this episode, subscribe to this podcast. And if you leave us a review, it will help others find us. Thank you all for listening, and see you in the next episode of Martina Flor's Open Studio. Bye-bye.